Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount, plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she was helping her family clean out her aunt's attic when the door suddenly shut behind her. Then she couldn't get it open. Was something trying to keep her in there?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening, and we sure would appreciate it if you would share your real ghost stories with us. You can call them in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can write it down, go to realghoststoriesonline.com, and you know we are now on YouTube, so you can watch some episodes there, and follow us wherever you're listening right now. Just follow us. That would be awesome. I'm Carol Hughes, and Harper's with me today. How are you doing?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm doing pretty good. How are you today, Carol?
I'm pretty good. There's something terrifying to me about being in an attic and the door suddenly shuts and you can't get it open.
Yeah, no, that sounds horrifying, and I would never, ever like to experience that.
No, that without is a camera. So scary. That did happen, though. I remember when we were kids, Kathy had some friends over. We had that creepy ass upstairs bathroom we've talked about that had like this little attic door, like it was maybe 3 feet high, so you'd have to bend over to kind of crawl in there.
Yeah.
Especially if you're an adult. And so her friend went to the bathroom, and Kathy and whoever else, me, were sitting in Kathy's bedroom, and she starts yelling from the bathroom and going, "This isn't funny. That's not funny," and all this. And then they go over there and they like, what? They open the door, and she's like, the door wouldn't open. And apparently the handle was shaking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Like somebody was on the other side of it, and she couldn't get out of the bathroom.
Oh, I don't like that.
That creepy ass bathroom. And like, there was super bad vibes in that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't the only time that happened. But it was like, and if it happened to us, super scary. That's why you wouldn't go in there. Like, I would never shut the door all the way for that reason. It was just like, you would go, despite the fact you could be upstairs and just walk to the bathroom, you would go downstairs to the bathroom. You would not go to the bathroom in that bathroom, period.
Mm-hmm.
So this story kind of reminded me of that.
All right.
So here it is. It says, "I've been listening to your show for a long time. This happened when I was in my early 20s at my aunt's house in Monroe, Michigan. or Monroe, I'm not sure. My aunt had lived in the same house as long as I could remember. I had never had anything happen to me there growing up, but I never really liked being there either. It wasn't because there was anything wrong with the house. It just felt a little creepy, and I was always happier when there were other people around. One Saturday, my aunt decided it was finally time to clean out the attic. There were quite a few of us there helping, and somebody volunteered my cousin and me to handle the attic because we were the youngest. The stairs were pretty steep, and it was easier for us to carry everything down than it was for everyone else. Our job was simple. We'd fill a box or a tote, carry it downstairs, and the rest of the family would sort through everything to decide what was worth keeping, donating, or throwing away. We'd already been doing that for well over an hour. The attic was mostly old furniture, Christmas decorations, clothes, boxes that probably hadn't been opened in years. We'd make a trip downstairs, come back up, fill up another box, do it all over again. Eventually, we ran out of empty boxes, so my cousin said she'd go downstairs, grab a couple more. I stayed behind, and I kept sorting through one we had already started. She barely made it down the stairs when the attic door slowly swung shut. It caught my attention right away. I figured somebody downstairs had opened another door or a window and a draft had pulled it shut. That's pretty good thinking. I think I would have thought the same thing. I finished going through the box, picked it up, walked over to the door. I turned the knob and pulled, but I couldn't get it open. At first, I thought I maybe hadn't turned the knob all the way. I tried again. I set the box down, gave the door a hard pull. I even leaned my shoulder into it. It wouldn't budge. At that point, I wasn't scared. I was mostly frustrated because I figured the old door had gotten stuck in the frame. I pulled on it a few more times, and then I started calling for my cousin, but I didn't hear anything back. She was probably downstairs helping everyone else, so I grabbed the knob again. I gave it another hard pull. That's when, I don't like this part, that's when I heard footsteps somewhere behind me. They weren't loud or running, just slow, steady footsteps across the attic floor. I remember standing there with my hand on the doorknob, listening. The footsteps took a few more steps, then everything went quiet. For some reason, I didn't want to turn around. I don't know why. But every instinct I had was telling me to keep my eyes on that door and get it open. I started pulling on it again, harder this time, and when it still wouldn't open, I started pounding on it and yelling for my cousin. A few seconds later, I heard her running back up the stairs. I yelled at the door had shut and I couldn't get it open. She turned the knob and the door opened immediately. I walked right past her and I headed downstairs without saying much of anything. She followed me into the kitchen because she could tell something had scared me. Once I'd caught my breath, I told her the door had swung shut on its own, that I couldn't get it open no matter how hard I tried. She looked confused because she'd opened it without any trouble, and she said, "Well, why were you yelling like that?" I remember hesitating because I knew how it was going to sound, but I finally told her I heard someone walking behind me while I was trying to get the door open. She didn't laugh or tell me I was imagining things, and then she said she would get someone else to help finish bringing everything down. She was brave. I'll get someone else to help me. I'll go up into the haunted attic. I stayed downstairs the rest of the afternoon. My family gave me a hard time about finding a way to get out of hauling boxes. I just let them think that. It was easier than trying to convince anybody why I refused to go back up there. That was the last time I was ever in that attic. My aunt eventually sold the house. I honestly never asked to go back inside the attic before she moved. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I really enjoy the show. Charlie. That's Charlie with an EY.
I have a solution to every paranormal encounter ever.
What is it?
Bring a camera. Cameraman never dies.
So, like, she could have recorded, like, and heard the steps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Proof.
Mm-hmm.
I also get why, you know, depending on your family, I get why you might not tell them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe some families, it's like, oh my God, you won't believe what just happened to me. But other families, it's like, they're never going to buy into this.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to think I'm crazy. But that would be terrifying. It would be a scary feeling to be like, crap, this door just shut on its own. Now I can't get it open, and I'm stuck up here. How long is it going to take for somebody to get this door open? I think that's where I'd go immediately. Like, I could be trapped up here for hours. They might have to take the door off the hinges or whatever they got to do.
I would be terrified.
But then to hear footsteps behind you and then having that feeling, I think that's good that she listened to her gut. Like, do not turn around. And instead, she, like, doubles down. Help!
Knowing me, I probably would have turned around out of pure curiosity and morbid curiosity out of anything.
Me? 100% not. I would not have turned around. If I'd had that feeling, don't look, don't look, don't look, I wouldn't have looked.
Really?
You would? Yeah. Because I've had that happen to me before. Like, that's fair. Know if I looked at, I 100%. If I had opened my eyes or turned around, I would have seen something. And I didn't want to.
That's fair.
I could see you opening or turning around and looking.
Yeah. I want to know what's behind me. Yeah,
I think you're just more brave than I am. Let's be real. I'm just not all that brave.
I'm not sure if it's bravery or stupidity.
A little bit. Curiosity.
Curiosity, yes.
Like, put all those things together, and that's you.
Pretty much.
Oh, I think that's scary, though. Just getting shut in an attic is scary enough, minus the footsteps behind you. You don't even need that part to scare the crap out of me.
Okay, but, like, imagine being in the attic, and, like, you can't get out of it, and, like, you're staring at the door, trying to figure out how to get out of there, and then you just hear a plethora of steps behind you. Ooh. You're going from 0 to 100 right there. Gets you the chills.
Changes everything.
I don't like it.
Changes everything. Well, let's go to this phone call.
I'm a recent listener of your show, and I've become really obsessed with it because it's really good. And the idea that so many people have so many ghost stories all over the United States. So I just want to share with you my experiences that happened to me in a little house out in the country out in Virginia. The people that lived there were my boyfriend's parents, and we often went out to his house to hang out, and they certainly believed that the place was haunted due to faucets turning on and off, doors would open on their own, file cabinets would open on their own. But one really interesting thing that happened was down in the basement, and this is where they believed the ghost lived, basically. It was down in the basement. And the basement had a pool table, so sometimes we would go down there and have parties and be quite noisy. And the basement was also very moist because there was a leaky water pipe. They had painted the walls with kills, which is a paint that kills mold and prevents mold from growing. Eventually, the mold grew back onto the walls, and a face came through, quite large, probably 2 feet by 2 feet, and it was the image of a man, and he had curly hair, shoulder length, and his face looked very ominous, and his brow was shadowed, and it just looked very demonic, honestly. My occurrence that happened to me while I was in the house, we were upstairs in the kitchen area. And the basement door was through the kitchen, and we left it open because people were going in and out of the basement to the kitchen, different hangout spots. And we were around the table, the kitchen table. There must have been about 7 of us, and we're all carrying on and drinking and just being quite loud and obnoxious. And at one point, the door to the basement just slammed shut. And everybody stops and stares at the door and then exchanges glances like they know there was something more, like the ghost had done it. So we went down in the basement to check and see if the bottom door was open, but it wasn't. So there was no sort of gust or anything that could make this happen. We all concluded that it was the ghost and he was angry at us for being loud and obnoxious. And when he slammed the door, it really felt like somebody was angry, and it gave you that anxious feeling. That was my personal experience in the house. Eventually, they painted over the face that appeared in the basement, and I've lost the picture of it, but I haven't returned to that house since, and yeah, but I just want to share my story, so thank you.
Okay, I think that part kind of grosses me out. That
me too.
There was so much mold that's what caused the face. Like the face was seen in the mold, and she said like 2 foot by 2 foot. So this is like extensive mold. I'm concerned about the family's health.
Yeah, me too. I was also thinking about that. But imagine how weird it would be to see a face pop out of mold.
Like super gross and creepy and everything about it.
You wouldn't at all want to take a photo of it?
I wouldn't want to remember it, but I would have taken a picture of it. But I would have been freaked out that the mold was even growing like that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's...
I would have stopped the mold thing. And she said they put something on the walls that was to prevent mold, but it didn't prevent mold. I'd have been calling in some experts before, like, a face could form.
That, I'd probably be putting on a hazmat suit and a gas mask at that point.
But Kathy, we were talking about it the other day. Kathy lived in an apartment that the mold was really bad like that. Like, like her clothes in the closet had mold on them. All of her shoes, like she had to throw them all out. Like she had to throw out so many things.
And here's a question.
It was a cute apartment.
Do you think that possibly it was a hallucination due to the mold?
It could have been, but I mean, if a whole bunch of people saw it, or could it have been the mold was caused by something demonic? Maybe there wasn't a leak in the house at all. It's just something demonic causing mold.
Hey, maybe.
I don't know that I believe that, but it's an idea.
It is.
And then the other one about the door slamming, I think that could be an angry spirit. Like,
oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Or could it be a draft? You know, because we just had the other story about the draft. And, like, I opened my back door to my yard the other day. And somehow, or I don't remember how, but it, like, my kitchen door kind of flew wide open. And it caused some sort of draft weird thing because it was pretty windy that day.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that can happen where a door can slam shut when, or, you know, where it's not totally closed, it might open. And that could have happened, but it kind of feels like there was something more going on in that house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Ugh, I don't like it. But it's that mold thing I don't like. That was,
I think that's probably the worst part of the whole story. It's that much amount of mold.
Right? That just, I could deal with hauntings better than I could deal with mold like that.
Oh, yeah.
Let's
definitely
do one more story.
This is Christy calling from Maryland. I'm a longtime listener. I've never actually called in, so I just kind of thought I should start contributing to the show since I've been binge listening for like the last year or so. My story is actually a Halloween story. My grandfather passed away. The Halloween following his passing, my grandmother's home was vandalized on Halloween night. So the following year it kind of became a tradition where I would come over, my dad would come over and other family members to hand out candy and just kind of give the presence that my grandmother doesn't live alone and her home has never been vandalized since then. Well, my actual story starts about 8 years ago when I was over. I was in my 20s. I was with my dad and my uncle, and we were handing out candy. And my grandmother's driveway is pretty long, and it's up a hill. It's about 4 cars long and 2 cars wide. And we all kind of park our cars in one long strip over on the far side of the driveway to give the kids and adults room to come up the driveway to knock on the door. And the where we sit next to the driveway, it's like a glass sliding doors and a den. And so you have a pretty good view of the driveway, people walking by up the street and up the driveway. Well, I was sitting on the couch and I see a kid coming up the driveway, and I see other kids at the end of the driveway starting to come up, and I grab the little basket of candy and I go to the door. Well, that kid's not there, and the other kids come up and I say, where's your friend? And they just kind of look at me like, I don't know. And, you know, they take their candy and leave. And I told my dad, I said, I saw this kid come up and then he disappeared. And my dad kind of got worried and thought maybe he went to another door to the house, and he walked around the property and couldn't find him. And we just kind of shrugged it off. And, you know, that's odd. And the following year, I see this kid again. Same costume. It was a green and red costume, and I couldn't quite make it out, but I kind of contributed it to like a Robin from a Batman and Robin costume. And he comes up the driveway and he gets to my car door, and just disappears. And I saw this with my own eyes. I watched the whole thing. It wasn't like I saw it out of the corner of my eye. And I just thought, you know, that's really strange. I don't know if it could have been a reflection, but because of the way the driveway is shaped, I don't think it could have been a reflection from the street and more uphill from the street. So I don't know how that would have happened. But and I saw it again the following year, this kid coming up the driveway, and then he's gone. And the next year I'm talking about it with friends, and they're like, you know, you should try to, you know, record this and watch for him. So, you know, that's what I did. I didn't have like a regular video recorder, but I did have my phone. Well, of course, you know, it's like watching a pot boil. Nothing ever happens when you sit there and watch for it. So that Halloween, I never saw it. The following Halloween, been there again, watching television, got the curtains open and handing out candy. Everything's going normal. And I see the kid again coming up the driveway. He just vanishes. I have no explanation for it. I don't know that it is a kid or spirit or what have you. I don't know what things are or aren't, but it's just odd. You know, could it be just the energy of the night with all the children running around and the festivities? You know, I don't know. But anyway, that's my Halloween story, and thank you.
That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
And the one year she decides to video, doesn't see it.
That's weird.
Yeah. I wonder, because she says that she saw it, did other people actually see it?
I would want to know. I was like checking with the neighbors about that. I was like, hey, did you ever see a weird kid?
Yeah, because was she the only one passing out candy? Was there other people with her? Did she point it out? There's that weird kid I keep seeing every year.
I mean, surely there's more houses passing out candy unless they're just horrible neighbors and horrible human beings.
Yeah, and you do have to be kind of horrible to not want to give kids candy when they're dressed in adorable little outfits. I just think it's so interesting because if you're passing out candy, and I don't know if there was somebody passing out candy with her or does she do it by herself, I don't know. But you see the kids walking towards you.
Yeah.
You're aware of that. Especially in a neighborhood like that, you know, there are neighborhoods that just get bombarded by people and there's so many. I could see how you might see an apparition and never even know. But it sounded like this had a long driveway and you could see the kids coming.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's kind of like a black-eyed child story.
It's a mysterious Halloween kid who keeps trick-or-treating every year.
That weird kid.
And it's so sad.
It'd be funny if come to find out, it's just somebody who lives in the neighborhood's kid, and she's like, oh yeah, he just likes to hide behind trees and scare people.
Well, okay. If you have a real ghost story, let us hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can also write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hanging out at the pool is great. relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, guys. Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.